Everything in life that has a reward also has a consequence.
The most driven people in the world want to build great empires and leave a great legacy. This podcast, The Underestimated Entrepreneur, is my attempt at documenting the lessons I'm learning on my way to building a $100 million empire that helps people perform better in life and business. My hope is that you use these lessons to live a kick-ass life while building your own empire and leaving a powerful legacy. I hope you share and enjoy.
Driven mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. Everything that we do in life has consequences. So there is a consequence to achieving at a higher level. There is a consequence to not achieving at a higher level. There are consequences to making more money. There are consequences to not making enough money. There are consequences to looking after your health. There are consequences of not doing so, and so on. What most people do is they look at the upsides without looking at the downsides of all their goals and everything that they're trying to achieve. So last night I was on our coaching call, which is the community coaching call for anyone who does any of my programs, whether it be Dominate right through to Business Growth Odyssey or Thrive Time. And this call, I think we've got about 100, 150 people on there. And so every Monday night I do this coaching call. We started talking last night about how most people are ignorant of the consequences that happen based on the decisions that they make. Now, if you have goals, you need to look at the consequences of achieving those goals. So what I did was I explained to the community that I do reasonably well financially compared to most people, but that comes with a consequence and it comes with costs. There is a cost associated with achieving financial independence. That cost is that for myself and Jess for about 8 to 10 years, we didn't really have holidays. We didn't have breaks. We didn't do much. All we did was just work. Now, for some people that sounds extremely boring. You go, well, what's the point? Well, what's the point was that I was mission driven. I had a mission and a goal to be a global company where we help people perform better. So that took the majority of my decision making. So if I thought about, do I want to have a Christmas holiday or would I rather work on the business to be able to build my mission and to achieve the mission and to serve my purpose and to be able to live my values? What would I rather do? Well, the choice was to grow the business, but the consequence was that I didn't spend a lot of time with family. I didn't spend a lot of time over Christmas breaks just chilling and relaxing like most people. Now, Jess and I, we would relax when we needed to relax. Like if we needed a rest day, we'd have a rest day. But they were far and few in between. Even when we traveled, we gave up traveling quite a lot. Jess loves travel. I love travel. But we didn't travel for many years. In fact, for my 30th birthday, which was a decade ago now, my mum came to me and said, here's 2 tickets to Bali. You guys have to go. And I said, fuck that. I don't want to go on holidays. And my mum said, well, it's up to you now. Here are the flights. Here's the accommodation. The rest of it's up to you. Because she knew that all Jess and I did was just work. And so she sort of forced us to go on a bit of a break. But during that break, we still worked. Now, back then it was, I guess it was tough for us because we're trying to figure it out. Hence why I teach what I teach. Because I thought that when you have a holiday, you need to have a holiday, which is getting away from everything. And then when you're working, you work, but you don't holiday. Now I realize that the same thing, like right now I'm sitting in a hotel in Singapore. So I'm here at the Pan Pacific in Singapore. I'm looking right out over the city, but I'm recording this podcast because I'm committed to doing that for the community. And so my promise is that I do these podcasts almost every day. We've recorded, what, 300 or 400 podcasts now, and very rarely have I missed a day from Monday to Friday. Sometimes I miss it if we're on flights or something like that, but most days I make sure I hit this podcast because I want to help people perform better. I want to help people to achieve, to have a great life. Now, that comes at a consequence. Right now, I could be out shopping. I could be out going and sightseeing and traveling. But when you have a clear mission in life and a clear purpose in life, and you understand why you exist as a person, it makes it easy to make decisions. But there are consequences. And most people don't want the consequences, but they want the rewards. That is sort of a bit counterintuitive and can mess people up in the head. Because a lot of you out there are going, well, I want to grow my business, but I don't want to have to work weekends. I want to grow myself financially, but I don't want to miss public holidays and I don't want to miss time with my family and my friends. Some of you are going, I want to improve my health and I want to lose weight, but I don't want to miss out on eating great food all the time and having the chocolates and the cakes and the buns and stuff. I know this because I had the last couple of days where I slipped a little bit on my diet. My point is though, that if you look at the upside without looking at the downside, you normally get gifted the downsides when you're least expecting it. So for a lot of you out there who want to get ahead financially, yet at the same time, you're not prepared to sacrifice. Maybe it's time with friends. You're not prepared to sacrifice watching sport. You're not prepared to sacrifice finishing work at 5 or 6 o'clock at night, and you've got to work until 10 or 11 o'clock to get stuff done. You're not prepared to sacrifice what other people think of you. So some of you out there say, well, I want to grow my business, but at the same time, you've got friends and family telling you you work too much and it's messing with your head. You have to sacrifice their opinions and just go, well, it doesn't matter what they think because I know what I think is important. If you're not aware of that, you're going to create massive problems. And last night on the coaching call, someone said, I want to grow my business, but how do I do it? And I said, well, there's probably a skills gap. You have two big gaps that you're always trying to close. One is mindset gap and the other one is a skills gap. Mindset is 80% and the skills gap is 20%. Tony Robbins said this years ago. He said, 80% of success is mindset and psychology. 20% is the strategy. I call it skill set. But what happens is most people focus on developing a skill set. So they might want to grow their business and they go and learn marketing. Well, that's great. But at the same time, if you can't execute on that marketing effectively, if you keep getting in your own way, if you're not looking at the upsides and the downsides, if you're not challenging yourself, if you're not more dedicated and driven over a period of time, you're going to stuff up the results anyway. So what my point was last night was that if in your life you're not prepared to forego things in order to achieve what you want, then it's going to be really, really hard. A lot of people in our society, like right now, there is this big thing in Australia where the younger generation are coming through and saying, well, we can't afford to buy a house. But at the same time, they've got a Louis Vuitton handbag. They're going out every weekend. They're partying. They're drinking all the time. And what they want is they want both things. They want the upside and the upside without any downsides. And the thing is that most people who get ahead financially have to sacrifice the handbags, the shoes, the clothes, everything like that. And they grind. So for Jess and myself, we didn't buy our first house. I didn't buy my first house until I was in my 30s. Whereas all my friends went out and they bought houses in their early 20s. But that meant that they were committed to paying off that loan for a 10-year period when I was investing in myself. So I was learning business skills, mindset skills. I was going to workshops, seminars, flying overseas, flying interstate, because I knew that I had to develop my skill set, but also more importantly, I had to develop my mindset. By the time I hit 30, Jess and myself started making quite a lot of money, where we were able to start putting money away, put more into different markets and different investments. And so we were able to really fast track our results because we'd committed to growth first. And then, well, our own personal growth before we committed to financial growth. But there are a lot of people out there who want the best of everything. They want the beautiful clothes, the nice car, everything. But then they're bitching and moaning that they don't have the house. But it's because they're not looking at the downsides. For most people, they are not going to be able to invest in something, especially at the start, unless you sacrifice a lot.
Hi, Driven Mofos. You're probably aware that I've been working flat out on our social media presence to try to expand our community of Driven Mofos globally. I've been posting tons of free content to keep you inspired, driven, and working towards your goals. So if you haven't already followed and subscribed to all my social media channels, please make sure you do so as I post different content on different platforms. The links are available in the description of this podcast down below.
I was talking to a guy online today and he said, you know, I'm just at my wit's end. I've spent $12,000 on this course. I spent $4,000 on this course. I spent $2,000 with that coach. All up, he'd probably spent $20,000. And he said, you know, the last year I've just been trying to work all this stuff out and I feel like I'm not getting anywhere and I'm at my wit's end. And I said, mate, I spent $1 million before I made my first $1 million. I was traveling around the world. I was traveling interstate to go to courses and seminars and workshops. I essentially made money, paid just enough to live by, and I struggled to live week by week by week by week because I invested every friggin' cent that I had into my own personal growth. That's what I did because I knew that I had to learn mindset. My mindset was shocking. My health was shit. At 21, I got told, or 21, 22, I got told that I had chronic fatigue by a doctor, and he said, you'll never have the energy of a normal person. And I went, fuck that. So I invested in going and learning more about my health. I committed to that. I committed to mindset. So going and doing these different courses and seminars, and I attended seminar after seminar. Some were fantastic and I got a lot from them. Some of them were extremely shit. And I learned what good courses were and what good courses aren't. I've not been to a shit course in years because I can see them from a mile away and I know what questions to ask, but I had to learn that the hard way. So I had invested a lot in myself. Then when I started the business, I'd had businesses prior, but they weren't as successful. They weren't making, you know, over 7 figures a year. So then I knew that when I started the business, I was shit at marketing. So I had to go learn marketing. Then I realized that once I started generating leads, I was shit at sales. So I had to go learn sales. Then I was shit at closing people, where I'd get people on the phone. I would get them hot. I would talk about the product, the service, and then didn't close them. So I went and learned closing strategies. Then from there, we started making more money. So then I had to hire people in the area of finance to come and teach me those areas. And in fact, I've just hired the CFO, or the chief financial officer, of a multi-billion dollar company to come and teach me more about finances, because it's a weak spot that I have at the moment. So I'm trying to improve it. Now, I know more than the average person about finances and taxation and stuff like that, but I wanted to get down to the nitty-gritty, because in my future, I want to be able to go out and buy more businesses. And so I want to know what to look for on all the finance sheets and everything like that. So I'm already thinking about where my skills gaps are, where my mindset gaps are, and I'm always trying to close them. And in fact, even in Singapore this morning, I woke up, I got my coffee, I did my posting, and then I started listening to an audio on mindset, because I know that I need to tune my brain every day. I have to do it every day, which is probably why you're listening to this podcast. Every day I have to work on my mindset. Every day I have to work a little bit on my health, which is why I go to the gym. In fact, after I record this, I'm going to the gym. So I have to do that. Every day I work on my business. Every day I spend time with Jess. She's here right now, sitting across from me, working in the hotel room, and she's just powering through getting stuff done for the team. Now, some of you might be sitting there thinking, well, that's fucking boring. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's not what you want in life. But here's the thing. I would rather travel around the world and work, be able to go and enjoy myself. Like tonight, we're going out to a nice restaurant. We've been to a couple of really nice restaurants. I've met some amazing people over here in Singapore. But at the same time, I probably work half a day while I'm traveling. And I said this to Jess. We were having a chat, and for the first 2 days we were here, we wanted to go and see a whole bunch of stuff. And I said, we're living like an average person. Average people go on holidays and they have to do everything because they're afraid that they might not be able to come back to that location because of money, because of time, because of whatever's going on in their life. Whereas I said, look, if we travel the world for 3 to 6 months of the year and we run everything online, it doesn't matter. We can always come back here. So don't try and cram everything into one vacation or one holiday, because that's not what it's here for. We travel, so we can travel anywhere, anytime. But the thing is, we might have to work half a day and then spend the other half a day exploring. If we do that, we keep making money while we're traveling, which means we can travel more often instead of doing what most people do, which is work their ass off, save just enough, and then from there, go on a holiday, which then they blow all their cash. So you've got to think differently than the average person if you want to live different to the average person. And so Jess and I are always trying to break through these mindset gaps that we have based on what we've been indoctrinated into. And what I mean by indoctrination is that what our parents taught us, what our friends have taught us, what society have taught us. Because back in the old days, holidays were like, we work hard and then we go on a holiday, and on a holiday we chill and relax. Whereas most days I chill and relax while I'm working my ass off. And now what I realize is they're the same thing. You can essentially have a holiday every day of the week should you choose to, but you've also got to work as well at the same time. If you combine those two things, life becomes fun, life becomes enjoyable, you get to live how you want to live, but you live life on your terms. But the point that I'm trying to make with all of this is that there is a sacrifice to everything. There are problems and challenges with everything that you do. If you see goals as being an upside without a downside, it's a fantasy or a delusion. So people who DM me in my messages on Facebook, and I assume a lot of you follow me on my Instagram page. Sorry, I should say Instagram. I get a fair few on Facebook as well, but mainly on Instagram. On my Instagram page, which is MichaelMojo_success, if you're not following, make sure you go and follow me. But I get a lot of people who send me messages and they're like, man, I just want to make money so that I can be financially free and I don't have to stress about money. And I'm like, you're a fucking moron, because the thing is, the more money you make, the more stress you're going to have, because the more problems you're going to create. If you make money, why would you stop making money? Like, things grow or they contract. They expand or contract, they grow or they die. Why would you want your money to die or contract when you're on holidays? Why not keep growing your money when you're on holidays? Therefore, you can stay on holidays. If you made money while you slept and you made money while you were traveling, why would you want to stop that? That's like saying I work really hard for a whole year by exercising, going to the gym. Then when I go on holidays, I just binge eat all this food and fuck up my diet and get fat again. And then I got to spend a whole year burning it off. It's counterintuitive. Why not find a balance somewhere where even when you're on holidays, you're exercising, you stay fit, you stay healthy, but at the same time, you don't have to do crazy diets. You can just maintain or look after yourself when you're on holidays or whatever you're doing. Life flows a lot easier when you just create habits to work for your lifestyle. This is the reason why creating a success map, which is what I teach at my Thrive Time event, is one of the most empowering things that you'll ever do. Because once you get clear with that, you can crush it. You can just live the way you want to live. And so for Jess and I, we're breaking those indoctrinated beliefs that we have around what people told us about traveling, about being on holiday, about working hard, about living a certain way. eventually you'll be able to create a life that works for you in the way that you want to live. And that's the main thing. But you have to know that there are consequences to everything. There's consequences to making money. There are consequences to not making money. There's consequences to great health, which means you probably have to not eat shitty food all the time, not eat a ton of sugar, not eat a bunch of foods with fat and sugar, which are super tasty, which I don't think are super tasty. I think sometimes, you know, it's like an over-exaggerated response that sometimes when you eat fat and sugar all the time, you crave that type of food because it is so appealing. But when you stop eating it, you're like, oh, this stuff tastes over the top. Like it's the sugar and fats are over-exaggerated. In fact, Jess got a little cake yesterday and I had a bit and I was like, whoa, that is strong. Because I'm just not used to eating that stuff all the time. So my point is, there is always consequences to everything. You have to decide the goals that you want, the lifestyle you want to live, and what are you prepared to sacrifice, give up, and what are the consequences that you're prepared to have in life by achieving and living the way you want to live. Anyway, Driven Mofos, have a great day. Keep kicking ass, and I look forward to you joining me back here once again for another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur.